just as I pressed record, the door went. So I went to the door, answered the door. It's a package delivery. It's my new iPhone. It's finally arrived. Yay! Welcome to episode 13 of That's a 3B. It's not a 3B, it's a freebie. The title is No Way, Mate. This week you'll hear me talk about getting attacked in McDonald's and buying a Christmas tree and lots of other good stuff. And we even have a question sent in, well, not sent in, typed in by me from ChatGPT. I ordered a iPhone 15 Pro Max in white titanium, which I've not seen anybody else with yet, so I'm quite happy with that. Up to now, first impressions are it's definitely a lot lighter than I expected it to be. It feels significantly different to my previous phone, which was a 14 Pro, which is probably still just as silly. I didn't really need to upgrade, but I wanted a bigger screen, so I upgraded. Warning for this week's episode, I have a very nasty cough and I've had an awful cold, so I'm probably going to be, here we go, coughing quite a lot. I will try and edit as many of the coughs out as I can, but I'm not keep going back recording the same things that I said over and over again just because I coughed, because, well, that's not the point of the podcast, is it? First exciting thing to have happened to me this week was that my new iPhone arrived. Well, probably wasn't the first exciting thing. That was the last exciting thing because that just happened. The first exciting thing, here we go again, was that my driving license arrived less than a week after I ordered it, which is pretty impressive. I was expecting 2 to 3 weeks. The photo does not look as bad as I thought it was going to look. Still doesn't look as good as that first one that was taken. But hey, that's what happens, right? We're all supposed to hate our driving license or passport photo. I do. Fantastic. What else has happened this week? It's been a quiet week. Summit, I can't remember if I've ever mentioned this before. We get a lot of filming happening on our street. I don't know why. There is nothing special about this street whatsoever. It's just an ordinary, average-looking street. That's probably why, actually. It could blend in anywhere. You could pick it up and put it in probably any town, and you would think that the street belonged in that town. So we tend to get a lot of filming for like ITV TV shows and dramas, for the BBC and things like that down the street. This week they filmed an ad for the postcode lottery. So you know those ads where you see them carrying a big check down the street and they knock on the door and the person opens the door and they go, "I didn't know, that's amazing, I've won the postcode lottery." That happened, yeah. Nobody had won the postcode lottery. That was a complete and utter lie. Turns out that it's not true when they filmed that. Or if it is, it's not always true, because it definitely wasn't true in this instance. They used the same house that they've used for filming TV shows. Those people definitely haven't won the postcode lottery. I know that because I've spoken to them. So, yeah, turns out those adverts, not true. Bit disappointed in that. Although, it's probably kind of obvious, really. Maybe it's just a me thing and I didn't realise. This week did happen that was a little bit weird. I got attacked in a McDonald's, and that's not the first. That's like that. There's two stories of attacks this week. So the first one is I got attacked in a McDonald's. I was in McDonald's for breakfast in the morning. I ordered porridge. I always get porridge from McDonald's on the way into work. Oh, mostly always. This day I ordered porridge. I'm waiting for my porridge. The lady calls out order number 52, which was me. I walked up to the counter, showed her my ticket, grabbed my porridge. Next thing I knew, I'm getting flung over the counter. Like, I literally, my feet came off the ground and I landed on the counter. And when I turned around, it was an old lady smashing me in the back with a walking stick. With the end of it, she jabbed me in the back and pushed me over. And then she was trying to hit me. Somebody else had tried, sort of stepped in between us to stop her. And I turned around and was like, what are you doing? The lady behind the counter is going, whoa, 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 whoa. She said, that's mine. I was like, it's not, it's mine. And I'm order 62 and starts flinging her receipt in my face. And I'm like, she said 52. And the lady behind the counter said, yeah, it was order 52 that I called, not 62. And she went, and put a walking stick down and just turned away and walked off as if nothing had happened, muttering to herself as if I'd still done something wrong. So yeah, got attacked in a McDonald's. I just left. I was like, I'm not, arguing with an old lady. I'm just going to get up and go. There was no damage done. I've not even got a bruise. It was just, I think the way she hit me, it sort of pushed me forward, knocked me off balance a bit. But yeah, that's never happened to me before. I hope it never happens again. The other attack, it's not really an attack. It almost could have been, I suppose. For those that don't know, I work in Manchester, big city centre. I'm sure you all know where that is. If not, you can Google it. And this week in town, there's a Tory party conference going on, and it is heavily policed. Half the town is fenced off. There's checkpoints everywhere. Basically, they want to protect the politicians that are all meeting together. Regardless of your politics, nobody deserves to go to work and expect to get harmed. That's how I feel about that. It doesn't matter what your politics are. Just because we don't necessarily agree or whatever, you don't deserve to get harmed. So I kind of understand why they're doing it. Maybe there's better ways of doing it. I don't know. I'm not in that business. I got off the tram that I usually get, and I always get off, I've mentioned this before, I get off earlier, stop earlier, so that I can walk the rest of the way. It's about a 20-minute walk into town for me. Well, actually, I say it's a 20-minute walk. Since I've started doing it, I've managed to get that time down to about 13 minutes. So that's actually just one side of doing that has improved my overall health, which is good. I'll probably give a deeper update on that in a week or a couple of weeks. I'll probably maybe not dedicate a show to it, but I'll probably do half a show around that because a few people have asked. So yeah, anyway, I'm walking from the tram. I'm headed in the direction where I need to go to work, and the road's closed. So the road is completely closed to cars. It has been since Saturday. It's currently Wednesday recording this. And actually today is the last day of the conference, I believe. So it'll probably all be open again by tomorrow. But yeah, I'm walking down the street and a load of cars came that were authorized to be going down this road. They all clearly had badges in the windows. They all had very specific looking number plates. You know, they were all private plates. So they were clearly escorting somebody through. I wonder if it could have been Rishi actually looking at the types of cars that went through. Anyway, doesn't matter. The cars went through. The police stepped to one side, moved the barricade to let them through. And then a Land Rover sort of comes skeetering along the road from the opposite direction and basically cut in front of the cars and then tried to go through the barricade. So the police all piled in front and pulled the barricade down. And one of the police officers was shouting just repeatedly, "That way! That way, that way," and pointing in the opposite direction. No, the other police officers, quite cleverly actually, because I didn't even see it happening, they surrounded the car. He leans his head out the window and goes, "I'm just trying to get to work." So she says, "The road is closed. Go that way." And he said, I just want to get to work again." And she's like, "The road is closed. Go that way." And then he said it again. He said, "I'm just trying to get down there to go to work. I work down there." So she just went, "Ready?" And then guns just came up. Like, I mean, I say machine guns. It's probably not a machine gun. I don't know what they're called. Little rifle type things. Still probably said the wrong thing. I'm not a gun expert. There's people probably who know what different types of guns are laughing at me right now. But they basically held them up and pointed them through the windows at this guy. And then she said, "That way." And he's huffing and puffing at her. So she shouts, "Aim," and I was like, "Ugh," and I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to watch in case they opened fire. I didn't want to see somebody get shot. But at the same time, I was glued to it. I was thinking, what is he doing? Why is he not just driving away? And then she shouted, "My next words will result in your death. That way, that way, that way." And anyway, he went that way. He quickly realized his mistake and went the opposite direction, which led him to drive in front of where I was crossing the road. And so he drove past me and his window was open and he was very red in the face, swearing a lot in the car, punching his steering wheel because he was angry, and then drove off down the road. And he was all over the place down the road, like he just wasn't driving in a straight line at all. And then another police van started following him. Well, a police van went in that direction. I'm assuming it went after him, probably to explain what was going on. Yeah, that was a bit of excitement, I suppose, in the morning. Yeah, I bet he was terrified. This is your weekly reminder to go to thatsafreebie.com so that you can have a look at the artwork that's available for the episode, and also to the Instagram account. There'll be multiple artworks available on there, but if you haven't got a podcast application that shows you the custom artwork for this episode, head to thatsafreebie.com. You'll see it there. It's on the first page. You don't even have to click anything. Just go to that one page. Don't forget to leave a review in your favorite podcast app. That would be nice as well. And don't forget to tell a friend about the podcast so that we can spread our reach. We are, again, like I said before, happy with how quickly we are spreading. Each episode seems to get maybe 2 to 3 more listeners each week than the previous episodes. So that's always good to see. And what I am seeing as well is some of the older episodes are getting additional listeners as well. They're not quite as high as the newer episodes, but they are going up, which, again, good to hear, good to see. I also, today, in fact, got the rear brakes done on the car. Remember when I said a few weeks back I got the front brakes done? And I used that Click Mechanic service to come and install them. I did it again. I used the Click Mechanic service last Wednesday. I basically went on the website, booked it. They turned up today, fit the brakes in the driveway. What's the word I'm looking for? I cannot praise it enough. It's a really good service. If you need some work doing on your car and you don't want to go to a garage, you don't want to take it to a garage, you want a price up front so that you know exactly what you're going to pay. Absolutely brilliant. Not had a problem with it. I've used it twice now. Different mechanic each time. I did try to book the same mechanic the second time, but he was just too busy. He's quite popular, apparently, looking at the all the reviews he get. But the second guy was absolutely great, just as good. So wouldn't fault it. This isn't an ad, by the way. It sounds like an ad, doesn't it? No, it is just a genuinely good service that I've used. So I do, in fact, recommend it. Feel free to use it. I will be using it when my MOT is due at the end of the month, because why not, right? Something new I've decided to try, and I'm not going to do this every week, but I am going to do it on those weeks that are quiet weeks, I suppose, where I don't have a lot necessarily to talk about, but I also don't want to do a short episode that week as well. Following on from our previous AI conversations, this isn't going to become an AI conversation, don't worry. Following on from the previous ones we've had in the last couple of weeks, I'm going to start using ChatGPT to just give me a random topic to talk about. And I've just typed in, give me a random dinner time topic. The reason I put dinner time topic is I've been practicing with it over the last week just to see what it actually comes up with. And if you write podcast topic, it, for some whatever reason, doesn't give you one topic, it gives you loads. And they're all like niche to podcasts. I don't think it quite understands that you're just saying you just want something random to talk about. It's probably other ways. Excuse me. There's probably other ways of doing this, but I just put random dinner time topic. So it says, sure, how about this? If you could spend a day in any historical period, when and where would it be and why? That is actually quite an interesting question. I think I would like to go back to, not even that far, really. I think like 1950s. Like America, you know, like where they had all the cool, like the cars, the Corvettes and things like that, and everyone hung out in diners. Oh, so television shows make us believe. I don't know why. I've just always, I feel like I'd like that period of time. It doesn't look not pleasant when you see it on movie and film. Oh no, I wouldn't. I know exactly where I would like to go. I would like to go to see the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. Obviously, I'd like to get out before it goes bad, but I would absolutely love to see that. I don't know why. I've always been interested in that time period and Pompeii. I'd love to maybe just go and hang out for a week in Pompeii just before it all happens, like the week before it happens. And then as it's happening, you know, bolt. Just do one, but just leave something funny behind. Right, just write some random something random on the on a wall somewhere, so that it confuses historians for years. That'd be so much fun. Thank you, ChatGPT, for that topic. As far as entertainment goes, this week has been just pretty much the same as last week. I remember last week I told you I'd been watching replays of Resident Evil 2, which sent me on a a quest to just rewatch all of them. So I've started watching The Rad Brad on YouTube, playing pretty much every Resident Evil game. I'm up to 4 now. I'm currently watching a playthrough of the Resident Evil 4 remake. I'm going to go all the way up to... I've already watched the 8 playthrough. I'm actually quite looking forward to playing that on the iPhone when it comes out. That should be interesting. And actually, 4 is coming out on iPhone as well. May even try that as well. Yeah, so that's pretty much been my entertainment. I have a lot of TV shows to catch up on. Just looking in the TV app right now. So TV shows that I watched the first season of and wanted to then watch the remaining seasons of, but still haven't. I mean, I say because of time, but at this point, it just isn't true, is it? Because I am procrastinating on it. So I've got season 3 of The Morning Show still to start watching. I haven't even started that yet. I'm up to season 3, episode 7 of Mythic Quest. Again, just not even been anywhere near it for ages. Truth Be Told. Season 3. Love that show for whatever reason. Haven't even started watching season 3 yet. And Slow Horses, season 2. Episode 1, still not even watched that yet. And then, of course, you've got Loki starting. I think it's this week, actually. I think it's maybe Friday it comes out for us. I'm not too sure. I think it's Thursday nights that it comes out, US time. So I'm not too sure how that will affect us. I'll have to check that out. But yep, looking forward to that as well. I will probably talk more about Loki next week. Because, well, it'll be out, I'll have seen it, and I'll be able to answer your questions. Can't wait now that the writer's strike is over, or, you know, mostly over from what I can gather. I think they've just still got to actually sign the deals, but they've agreed in principle at this point. What I can't wait to come back is Severance. In fact, I might even... See, this is my problem. I'm thinking now I might even rewatch Severance so that I can remember everything that happened. I will remember everything that happened. I'm sure there'll be a recap before the episode starts. But no, I'm going to rewatch it. And I've got all this other stuff to watch. Don't even get me started on the Star Wars TV. I got to season 2, I think, of The Mandalorian. And then because I hadn't watched a Book of Boba Fett, well, I watched one episode of it and thought it was the most boring show in the world. So I didn't move on. And that just stopped me from watching anything else at that point, because I feel like I've got to get through the Book of Boba Fett first. Yeah, that's just not going to happen. So I don't know what I'm going to do there. Yeah, yeah. If somebody just wants to write like a complete recap of all these TV shows for me so I don't actually have to watch them, that would be great. Anyway, I've been waffling on for 20 minutes now, just about. Almost, not quite. I think I've not got an annoyance this week, you'll be glad to know. Nothing has particularly annoyed me this week. Although, actually, listeners of last week's show, if you remember, I said I put a picture of the shopping trolleys in the show notes. For whatever reason, that link didn't work. I don't know why. I have gone back and fixed it. So if you re-download the episode, you'll be able to see the photo there. However, I have also put it on the website. So if you want, I may have even tweeted it out. I'm not too sure. I can't remember now. It was a whole week ago. So there's no annoyance this week. You know, as usual, I'll just end on one last story. I actually went to take a look at Christmas trees this week. I know it's early, but we like to, well, I say we like to, we've been saying for years we're going to get, you know, where you can go to a place and they'll dig the Christmas tree up for you. You put the Christmas tree in your home for, well, Christmas, obviously, and then you take the tree back and then they replant it and allow it to keep growing. And you have the same tree for, I think it's 3 to 5 years, dependent on the tree. So it starts off a bit smaller and obviously it gets bigger and bigger. And then once it no longer fits in your house, I don't know what they do, actually. I should probably have asked that question. I guess we'll find out. Anyway. We had a look at the Christmas trees. They were talking us through the care and stuff like that. Like you have to have a base that incorporates the roots and all that kind of stuff. And then the guy said, are you going to put this up yourself? I was like, no way, mate. It's going up in my living room.